Cleaning Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we start the show by thanking you. Thank you for sharing the show, for all the great reviews on iTunes. Keep them coming. Share the love. The subscriptions, rating, reviews is what make us able to do what we do. If you are listening to the podcast, check out our YouTube channel. If you're watching us on YouTube, take us on the road while you're cleaning or driving by subscribing to the podcast on your smartphone. No matter where you're at, GrowMyCleaningCompany.com has everything you need to grow your cleaning company. Every tool and product that we offer is right there, GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Today, we are chatting with my new best friend, Bryce Cubbage from QC Cleaning Company. Bryce is 18 years old and just started out. He's serving the Wilmington, Delaware area with commercial cleaning services. Bryce, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Glad to have you. And Clean Nation, I got to tell you, Bryce and I talked for like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes before the show started. And I am already digging this guy. He had like 19 questions he's hammering me with. They're a good question. Dude is just starting. He's already like, I know about core values. I'm looking to niche. I'm only doing commercial. I got to tell you, Bryce, without making just trying, you know, I don't want you to think I'm just trying to make you feel good, but you are by far the most qualified. I don't want to say qualified, but the people I talk to are 18 usually kind of don't have their heads squared on straight, but you are. Already from the time that we've spoken, I love the direction you're going, man.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about, I know a little bit, but tell us a little bit about your 18-year-old kid. You don't meet any many 18-year-old guys that are like, you know what? I want to clean for a living. How on God's green earth did you go from high school to starting your own business?
All right. So, well, my mom, she actually owns a commercial cleaning business as well. And she worked for she worked for Mary Maids for a couple years. She was like a management position, some type of management position in Mary Maids for a couple years, and then she actually got a job with Stratus Building Solutions. Have you ever heard of them?
I have not.
Okay, well I think they were in like Fortune 500 or something like that. But they have a lot of franchises around the U.S. They're like a franchise commercial cleaning company, but she worked with them as head of operations or something, some position like that. And and then she eventually branched off and did her own business. And she was doing really good. She had all the banks, like where I'm at in Delaware. She had all the Delwyn banks in Delaware. And she had a lot of accounts. She wasn't doing bad. She was doing like 60,000 a year. It's not a lot of money, but you know, from her, like, you know, like working for another company and then branching off, doing her own thing. She wasn't doing bad. But then I'll talk about that in a second, but let me tell you about how I got involved. So when she would do her accounts, when I was probably 12, 13, she would have me go clean her accounts with her because she was doing like most of them. She was doing pretty much all of them herself. So she would have me go clean her accounts with her. So that's how I started to learn, like all through the whole years I was helping her with her accounts. You know, I was with her when she would do invoicing and billing and stuff like that. And yeah, just a lot of stuff. So I kind of learned it without a choice, I guess. So now I know it really well. And I did a lot of things. Like I tried to start like a painting company, and I've been buying some cars here and there, but I know a lot about this business, so I just thought now that that I really want to get into it and really make some real money in this industry.
Well, let me give you some encouragement right off the bat. First of all, I'm going to encourage listeners, then I'm going to encourage you. Cleaning Nation, I talk to you guys all day, every day on coaching, accelerator program, podcasts, the Facebook group. All I do is interact with you guys, and I know from the older folk, when I say old, I'm 43, older, I mean like 40 and up. A lot of you guys and gals leaving a legacy to your family and something that your kids can do, some sort of your kids being fired up about being an entrepreneur is something that you want to give. So I just want you to look at this guy and go, this is an 18-year-old dude that I'm guessing when he was 13 cleaning with his mom was not happy about it. He was probably not like, Mom, thank you so much for this opportunity. Right. I'm learning. You're the best. I'm guessing there's a lot of complaining and not happiness, but I think that is so cool that opportunity led you to where you're at. So first of all, guys and gals out there with businesses that are trying to instill some of this work ethic and this opportunity to their kid, Bryce is a perfect example of what that looks like. Second of all, on your side, Bryce, I had something I was really excited to tell you, and now By golly, I can't remember what it was. Dang it, I encouraged him and I forgot to encourage you. It's gone out of my head. I'm sure I'll get it later. But I'm digging what you're doing, man. I absolutely love that you just jumped right in and are doing it. All right, let's talk about how I can help you today, man. What's going on in your world that I can give you some help with right now?
Right now, well, basically what I was talking about earlier is my mom with her business. She actually she lost most of her accounts because she was doing most of the cleaning herself, and she had 10 to 15, I don't know how many, but it was up there. But she was trying to do all of it herself. You know, she's one person, and so she lost most of her account. I learned a lot from her mistakes about the cleaning business. But I Googled commercial cleaning and you came up. So I started watching your videos and I subscribed, and then I left it alone because I was doing something else. And then when I came back to commercial cleaning, I started watching your videos again. And then you started talking about systems and things like that. So as soon as you started talking about systems, I understand, you know, what you said, things like that. So I started trying to create the systems and things like that. You know, like how you said, get the customers, provide the service, and then keep track of the money. Mm-hmm. So right now, I just want to get into more detail, like how do you really, like with those three things you said, like how do you really, as far as like create the systems for payroll, create the systems for set up something to where somebody does like that, like have something like I want to get to the point to where, like in a year or so, I don't want to these numbers, but I want to get to the point to where I can make like. You know, I can be making like $30,000 a month. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to see, like, I want this business to support any other businesses I want to start. You know what I mean? So I want to know, like, how can I get this business to a point to where I don't have to, I really don't have to put that much time into it, because I've already built the system to where it can run itself as far as like marketing and keeping track of books and payroll and invoicing, and how do I create the system to where all these things automate everything? How do I automate all these things?
Okay, cool. Well, let me jump in. Let's get going because we're running out of time already. I want to make sure you get good coaching. So first of all, I remember the encouragement I wanted to give you. You mentioned that you've done painting, you've done car flipping cars, and you've come back to the commercial cleaning business. I want to encourage you.
Right.
I've not done painting, but I have been a contractor, which is painting, right? They pay you work, you do the contract.
Right.
And I've owned a car dealership. Okay. So I can tell you on both of those things. If I were going to start a company right now, it would probably be a commercial cleaning company. I want to tell you why, so you don't just take for granted why this is better, but you know, and when you get tempted by an inferior business opportunity, you don't run off. And I'm not saying that cleaning companies is the best opportunity in the entire world, but it is,
right.
It's pretty dang good. So first of all, painting contracting, and I had a contracting business. The problem is you got to go kill it every day. Like once you do a job, you do the job and then you're done. And it's a bear to have like, well, how many employees do I get? And once I've done this job, where to get another job? And once you start growing a real business, like when I had my car dealership, it might be $100,000 open the door every month before you sell one car. And you every month you're like, well, I hope I sell a bunch of cars. So I don't, you know, I can keep this thing
right.
running.
Exactly.
With commercial cleaning, it's not like that. You sell an account once and you know at the beginning, like, you're like, hey, I want to be doing $30,000 a month. There are very few businesses that can tell you at the beginning of the month, yeah, I'm going to do about $31,000 this month. You're like, how do you know? So in the cleaning business, we take it for granted. But having done other businesses, don't take it for granted. That the leverage that you have with the knowing what the heck you're doing in terms of revenue every month before the month starts is phenomenal. Makes it easy
right.
to grow. Makes it takes right. all the financial stress away. And then, flipping cars. Good Lord. That's that could be fun, but it's, trust me, you make so much more money.
Yeah, love it.
Same problem, right? You got to go find the car and then you got to sell it.
Yeah,
in some exactly. places, it's illegal. Yeah. You have to have a license. And I had a license. It was a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of that. Let's talk about systems and how to build them. So first of all, I'm going to give you a system for building systems, right? I can't in the 20-minute span of our podcast, there's only so much we can do. So I'm going to give you a system for doing
Perfect.
Systems. First and foremost, and this is the key, is outline the outcome. So many people just start with a loose idea of what they want to have happen, and then they don't outline the system perfectly. So be very crystal clear on what it is you want to happen. The system is just something that automates a result. If you're not clear on the result, you're not going to get a good system. If I said, build me a machine that does something cool, I'm going to get very different a machine built than I say, build me a machine that sorts recycling or something. So the more specific I can tell you on the outcome, the more specific the machine or the system that you build will be. Is that, right. is that a concept that makes sense?
It does.
Cool. The second thing is involve others. There's two ways you can do that, and they're both important. We don't want to do it all on our own because, frankly, we'll fail and just give ourselves a lot of headache. If and when possible, have a contractor or an expert do it. A perfect example that you brought up was payroll. If you want to do your own payroll, you fill your own 941s, 945s, W-2s, W-4s at the end of every year, of every quarter, report everything to the government, keep track of everything, pay it on time. If you want to do all that, you could create a monster system that would probably do a great job at it, but it would be a huge pain in the neck. Or you could go to QuickBooks, ADP, whoever. There's lots of payroll companies that for $60 a payroll.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to ask you about was ADP, actually, because I called them. I talked to them on the phone.
ADP is fine. The only thing I'm looking for in a payroll company, because it's, I don't want to say it's a commodity, but they're all pretty cheap. They all do a pretty good job. And they just need to be big enough that if they screw up your payroll, they will pay the fees and interest, not you. ADP certainly qualifies for that. So they're fine. I've used them. They did great. I can't be like, oh, they're the best. They did great. They're fine. ADP is great. But the you see what you're leveraging someone else's systems, right? You're like, I'm not in the payroll business. I have to do payroll as part of my thing, but that's not the business that I'm in. So I'm going to leverage someone else's expertise. The three things that I want you building as an owner, Cleaning Nation and Bryce, is your client attraction system. Do not sub that out. Everyone else wants to be like, my marketing company, I gave them money and they're going to magically bring me leads. No, they will not. And if they do, they're going to be bad leads. And if they do, even if they're good leads, they're going to be overpriced. So that's something you have to master yourself as a client attraction system. An employee attraction system, and you might use other people's systems for that, right? For your client attraction system, you might use Facebook. They've done a really good job of getting traffic and organizing it in a way and breaking off bits that are valuable to you. You don't need to become an SEO expert. You can, but you don't need to be. Use Facebook systems to do that and leverage them. Same on the employee attraction. Sure. You might use Indeed.com or Craigslist, right? You're not good at getting all that traffic online. You're going to leverage them. But once you leverage them within your system, you're going to create a system to attract employees and customers. What were you going to say, Bryce?
Got you. I was going to say, I actually had under, because when I wrote down all my everything for each system, I was going to, Snagajob was one of the things I was planning on using. You know Snagajob?
I've got one customer that just started using them, and I've never used them myself. So those I would really test. I don't want to get into, like, is Indeed or Craigslist or Snagajob or ZipRecruiter. There's a bunch of them.
This isn't a good forum.
So, okay. Yes, use other people's systems for that, but the client attraction system you're going to create and you'll use outside experts.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So client attraction you want to create, customer attraction or employee attraction you want to create, and then your core values and your culture you want to create. Other than that, sub out as much as you can. Even on the accounting, sub it out as you can. You need to make sure that you're the one going over the reports and you understand the numbers, but you don't necessarily need to be the one creating the reports, right? Or even hiring someone. You can pay an outside company. So sub out. When I say contract experts to do systems, if it's something like payroll, you're like, I guess I could create a system, but that's not really my main business. Don't worry about it. Sub out someone else's systems. When it comes to cleaning, hiring, client attraction, those things, you want your own systems. Okay. The second person you're going to involve, or others you're going to involve, are your employees. Generally, a system is not a system you're going to be doing. It's a system you're going to give your employees, right? When we make a system, it's not so we can follow it, although obviously we're going to want to follow a system as opposed to being in chaos. We create it for employees. It is a heck of a lot easier to turn over a system to an employee that they helped you create than that you made in a bubble. So if you go away and say, I'm smarter than everybody, all of you stupid idiots, and here's a system, do it like this, you're going to get pushback. Where if I come to you and be like, hey, Bryce, I got to figure out how to do this. You're bright as heck. Would you help me? Would you help me figure out the best way to do this thing? When I turn that system over to you, you're already sold. You're already bought in. And half the time, you're going to be smarter than I am, right? You're going to come up with an idea I wouldn't have come up with. So it's imperative, if you have employees, and Bryce, I know you're just starting, you may not have any, but as soon as you get employees, involve them in the system making. A, you'll get a better system. B, you'll get better buy-in. Questions so far? Are you good?
No, I'm good. I understand.
Next, and this is huge. This is where most people fail. As entrepreneurs, we tend to be perfectionists, which can serve us and it can kick us right in the crotch. Put version 1.0 in place immediately. our tendency is to sit in a room and talk about this and what about that and try to figure out what's going to happen and how it's going to work and try to make this perfect system from scratch. That will never, 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 never happen. And what happens is you're trying to steer a parked car, right? You don't get any feedback because you don't have anything. You're just sitting, you and me are just talking about the system, but we don't know what's going to work or don't work. Understand your first system, version 1.0, will suck. Just be okay with that. And I know for perfectionists, that's really hard. Just say, this system's going to suck. It just will. And that's, but it'll be far better than the non-system I had before, right? Before we just randomly did whatever came to our mind. Now, at least we wrote down the terrible thing that we're going to do, which is going to be awful, but we can make it better so much easier because we have something to change, right? If I'm like, if you're like, hey, my hiring system sucks. I'm like, well, how do you do it now? You're like, I don't know. People just show up. Well, there's nothing to even change. But if you're saying, if you go, I do A and then I do B and then I do C and it's all written down, easier for me to help you change a crappy system than no system at all. So the biggest thing, if you could walk away in systems, is put them into place soon, know that they're going to suck and be okay with that, and then make version 2.0, which still won't be any good. It'll suck slightly less than version 1.0. That's fine. And then version 5.2 will be amazing. So as long as you're okay with failing and putting a terrible system in place, you fail faster is the trick. People generally want to not fail at all. That's a great way to never succeed. The way to succeed is to fail way faster. I've made so many more mistakes than most of the listeners. That's why I'm qualified to be up here. It's not because I'm smarter. I've taken a shot to the nuts so many times. I'm like, oh, that hurts. Don't do that. So I'm just here, okay. I'm just here to stand in the way. Okay. So if you remember one thing, put version 1.0 in place right away and be okay if it sucks. We're not brain surgeons, right? If we're a neurosurgeon, someone's going to die. Well, now we got to go a different route, right? If we screw something up, it'll be fine. All right. So first and foremost, outline the outcome. Second, involve others, both experts and in-house employees. Third, put version 1.0 into place immediately. Fourth, review, right? We've got to review results against the outcome. So again, if we don't have a clear outcome, the review phase isn't going to be very good. If we've got a very clear outcome that we want, it's very easy to hold up what actually happened versus what we wanted to happen. Okay. So that's the next step, is you got to review. You can't just put it into place and run away. A lot of us like, oh, we built this system, put it in place, and I'm going to go do another system. And then you put in 12 systems and they all suck because they're supposed to, remember? And then nothing works. Right. So before you move on or be like, well, that thing's done, check it off the list. Remember, it sucked. We planned for it to suck. So knowing that it sucks, we're not going to run away. We're going to review it. And depending on the system, maybe you review in 24 hours, maybe you review in a couple days, but you want to review as soon as possible, knowing it's going to suck, and to kind of mitigate the damage of it sucking, you're going to review sooner. And then the last step is hopefully obvious, revise, right? Once you review the outcome that you wanted versus the outcome that you got, you revise the plan to shorten that gap. And then, I mean, technically the last one is repeat, when you just keep doing that over and over again. So that is the building system. Any questions on any of that before we move on to lightning round? Because we're just about out of time.
It makes sense.
Cool. All right. Enough of me jabbering on, man. I am dying to hear your fairly new to the business, 18-year-old perspective on the lightning round. First question, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Well, some advice I came up with myself, is that something I always think of, when there's an issue or a problem is, I always think to come up with solutions. That way I never stress out about problems, because I know, you know, being full of emotions about a problem, that only thing you can do is find a solution to, because, you know, like being full of emotions about a problem won't solve the problem. You know, a solution will.
Beautiful. So love it.
I always try to come up with solutions.
Cool. Great attitude. Second question. What's the biggest mistake? I know you just started, but gosh, I don't know about you. I make mistakes so fast and so furious. We talked about that. What's the biggest mistake you've made so far that we can maybe save some other people from making?
In the cleaning business or as far as business period?
Cleaning business.
I tried to start the cleaning business before, and then, but I didn't take it too serious, so I just dropped it, but it's not taking the risk and the chances in the cleaning business, like not willing to fail. You know what I mean? Like not putting yourself out there.
That's
and just giving it your all and then seeing what happens.
Wise beyond your years, man. That if I could just give one piece of coaching to most of the folks, that would probably be high on the list in terms of put yourself out there, commit 100%, and be willing to. I wouldn't say fail, because you only fail when you quit, but be willing to step forward, step back, step forward, step back. That's great advice, man. All right, let's close it out with one last question. What's something easy and simple, personal or professional, doesn't matter, just something really easy Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away to improve their lives and or their business?
improve their lives or their business.
Something simple and easy to implement. Killing me, Bryce. You got 3 seconds. What you got?
I would say structure. Structure.
How do you mean?
Structure is a big thing as far as business and life and everything. I think structure is very key.
I would agree. I think that the biggest, if you had to really define entrepreneurship, a lot of what we do is taking chaos and making order out of it. So I think structure's
right.
Very well said. All right, Bryce,
right.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion. I am loving, you're off to such a good start. You're a guy I just want to check in with and have you back in a couple of years, see how you're doing. Clean Nation, if you want to check out Bryce's show notes page and everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.